This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Silicon Valley is the entrepreneurial center of the tech industry. No real doubt about that. But San Francisco, just 40 miles north, is becoming the heart and soul of it. Tech workers who don't want to live in the sprawling suburbs have migrated up there. Hundreds of tech-related businesses have set up shop. But the culture that's been taking hold has not come without controversy. Nishat Kurwa from Turnstile News has the story.
If you're a young professional employed by one of the big tech companies, contemporary San Francisco is a carnival of delights. On a given weekend, you might choose from a pricey music festival rollicking through landmark city parks,
San Francisco, be my choir!
The soft opening of a high-end neighborhood grocery store,
we're excited. We're really excited. Yeah, we live
or a party for a podcasting startup at a tri-level downtown club. Thousands of tech workers live in vibrant neighborhoods like San Francisco's Mission District and commute in corporate shuttles to their jobs in Silicon Valley. Just a couple of miles away, there's a neighborhood where all of this growth has been conspicuously absent.
We're on the corner of Golden Gate and Jones, and what you're going to see are those people.
Those people are poor people, says Joseph Thomas, who lives here in the Tenderloin District.
Everybody who doesn't have what you have. A nice place to live, maybe a car, nice clothes, a decent meal every day.
A quarter of Tenderloin residents live under the poverty line. Social service centers are clustered in this neighborhood, alongside drug activity and immigrant families who can't afford most other areas. Walk a few blocks and you hit a stretch of Market Street, San Francisco's main thoroughfare. It's also been untouched by growth, until recently. Nearly 2 years ago, Twitter leased a building here. To get Twitter to stay and grow in San Francisco, the city gave the company tax breaks on its stock options and payroll.
The youthful energy that comes with a project like this, or any place where you're going to put 7,000 employees on a city block that's been essentially vacant for an entire decade, will, you know, just create an energy for the area that we haven't seen here.
Tom McDonnell is VP of leasing for Shorenstein. The development firm renovated this Art Deco building for Twitter. Other tech companies followed, renting space near the cool kids. Microsoft's Yammer is here. So is the online retailer One Kings Lane. And 4,500 residential units will soon go up near Twitter's headquarters.
Them buying that building jacked up the rents astronomically.
That's Tenderloin resident Joseph Thomas, who says the neighborhood is becoming unaffordable for middle and low-income folks.
My merchant friends on Market Street, two or three of them are out of business.
San Francisco Board of Supervisors President David Chu says the explosion of the tech sector is directly responsible for a positive change.
Our budget deficit today is a quarter of what it was just 4 years ago.
Welcoming companies like Twitter here, says Chu, brought in revenue that allows San Francisco to strengthen its social safety net. Another ripple effect, Chu cites, job creation. The Bay Area Council Economic Institute found that for every new tech industry job, four non-tech jobs opened up. Critics say those new jobs aren't necessarily good enough jobs. Sarah Short heads the Housing Rights Committee, an advocacy group.
There will be opportunities to service those tech workers, but those are exactly the kind of jobs that won't sustain families who are trying to afford the extremely high rents in this market.
Short says many of San Francisco's bus drivers or janitors have already been priced out of living in the city where they work. For many people born and raised in San Francisco, its new economy is at odds with the city's reputation for progressive social change. For many people whom tech has delivered here, the city's future is bright. The mid-market area is only the latest neighborhood where how much money you have may determine whether you get to stay. In San Francisco, I'm Nishat Kurwa for Marketplace.
Nishat Kurwa is with TurnstileNews.com. That's a project of Youth Radio.